Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Intrapreneur Stories. I'm here not at the corporate itself, but I'm actually here at KBC Started at Tourin Taxis in Brussels. This time interviewing no one less than Seppe van Sever. Hi Seppe.
Hi Andreas.
How are you?
I'm fine, I'm very fine.
So, you are the first intrapreneur at Luminous,
yeah,
if
that's
I'm
true.
Not mistaken.
Yeah, together with another colleague.
Yes. Of course.
So
of
we
course.
Were in the first project at ADF Luminous.
It was a team task, but at least you get paired up with, I don't know, what competences were paired up there?
Yeah, I was there for the more commercial track, and then we had a colleague from ADF Luminous, and he was more working on the technological phase.
They have business and tech,
yeah,
merged together.
Yeah, and together with a consultant that already worked in startups, and helped us to really work in a sort of way.
Wow, so many questions, because at this point you put randomly two personas together.
Yeah.
I don't know how well you know this person.
We didn't know each other, because I worked in the Brussels office of ADF Luminous. He worked in Hasselt, and we didn't know each other. So it was completely new, but it was a great match.
In the end, this concept that you work on, is it out there? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. In fact, the idea was to make something that can predict when a central heating system will break down. Because at ADF Luminous, we are also working in energy services, so we maintain a lot of boilers. And we see that a lot of customers have a problem with their central heating system, and they don't know when it will break down. We really made a device that you can plug on your boiler, and it will continuously measure everything, the outcome from your boiler, the performance, and when we see in the data that something is changing, we can say, okay, there's something wrong with the boiler. And then we can send a technician to take a look at it. And then from the input from this technician, we can make our algorithms better. So in fact, it's an IoT device together with an algorithm that can predict when your boiler will break down.
That is quite an interesting concept. What's it called now?
B-check. Yeah.
All right. So I'll definitely have to check out the B-check for myself as well. But then looking at this structure, because it sounds like this was a very straightforward idea.
Mm-hmm.
It came very targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the case, or was there maybe an open spark session in which you...
The problem was there. We know that this is really a problem in the market.
But it wasn't probably the only problem.
No, indeed. But this is something that is really linked to business of ADF Luminous. So we needed to find a solution for this one. But we also know that a lot of R&D departments or other companies are also looking for a solution for this one, and they were not able to find it. So it was really another way on how to find and develop this solution. So we just bought a second-hand boiler and we started to play with it, knock on it and so on, and then we found a solution on how to do this. So that's how it is.
I guess this is a validated concept. Is that a good assumption to make?
It was not validated, because the idea was also that we can make really a spin-off from ADF Luminous, so that the solution is not only for ADF Luminous, but can also be sold to other companies or to B2C customers directly. So we really had to make our business case, because ADF Luminous was not necessarily our customer. So
yeah.
That was really handy. We had to find other customers than ADF Luminous.
Of course, yeah. This can be transmitted to different companies as well. And so at this point, where would you say the project landed?
We started last year, so we did quite some tests, technological tests. Then we said, okay, we have the IoT device that we can work with. We did a big test during the previous heating season. And now we want to scale up testing to really prove the algorithms, put them all to fine-tune them. And that's for the next heating season.
Fantastic. I guess the most interesting part in this entire, of course, the concept itself and the process was probably already very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at setting out this track for you being the first intrapreneur together with your colleague,
mm-hmm.
how did that go?
Because I was then working 1 year for ADF Luminous as a pricing analyst. And they had the idea and they were looking for people that can execute it. And it was a new program, okay, we will not execute it with the ADF R&D.
What was the pitch that they gave you at that point, or maybe to the entire company?
It was really simple. They just made a little flyer, they put it on the toilets, and they said, okay, are you willing to start a new venture? Are you willing to work hard, test new ideas? Send an email to this email address.
It already mentioned a new venture.
It was a new idea. So they really said, okay, do you want to work on a new idea in a new style, in a new... But it was not clear if it was going to be in a startup or within AD Fluminis or what it would be. And they just put it there in email address and you can apply them. So that's what I did, because it was, there was not much information on it. And that's also the reason, because I was very curious, okay, what is this in fact? And then I applied for it.
And then going into the next step, eh, what was the follow-up on that? You send an email, subscribe to...
I sent an email and then we had an interview. Two interviews, I think, and then they said, okay, Stepa, you can go. So that was great. And I think 3 weeks later, I started. So I really, I quit my job, in fact. And they found a replacement for me, and I started here at Cabacy, started on a new project full-time.
Yeah, so going one step back, you were sitting there in front of some people who were interrogating you or checking if you're the right profile, let's say. Who were these people and what were they actually asking you? What were they fishing for at that point?
I think they really wanted to see my motivation. Why do I want to do this? So they really wanted to know the reason why I want to start in this new idea with this new concept. And it was with the innovation manager, with HR, with someone from EY. So there were quite some people over there. I think 4 or 5 people were there and just asking questions. Okay, why do I want to do this? Why you, Sepp? Why you?
Okay, that's a quite an elaborate selection process.
Yeah, but it was good.
And do you know, do you have any idea how many people subscribe to becoming?
No idea.
You were just the one of the lucky two.
I was just lucky and that's
or the right motivation, let's say. And then looking at the structure, because looking at Bundle that sometimes elaborates or works on implementing an incubator program within a corporation, it's not always an easy task, because you need a lot of resources at that point. You need the right infrastructure, you need the right input, and also you need to see the trade-off between your business as usual, in this case your pricing analyst position, and then the entrepreneurship. How did that become to be what it is now? How did you...
First of all, we were the first one, so it already changed the structure. But of course, they needed to find a replacement for me. So together, HR and the innovation department, they looked for a replacement. Once they had it, they put me over here, and I was full-time working on this project. But of course, there are a lot of people from EDF Fluminis that are interested. Okay, what are these guys doing over there? And therefore, we had our innovation manager that was able to block some questions so that we can really work on this venture over here. And every 3 months, we go back to ADF Fluminis to go to the board and explain what we did and ask to get some more budget or more time to work on the idea. So there, the idea was really, okay, put it out of ADF Fluminis, block some questions, and let them work over there. And we will see what come out of it.
It's already a bold move for a company like that to say, let's do it elsewhere. Because I can imagine a lot of company privacy or a lot of censored information cannot be put out there. So
indeed, but we also work with another laptop, so we're not linked on the system of EDF Fluminis. We cannot use the brand EDF Fluminis. We cannot contact EDF Fluminis customers. So we really... It's like really a startup, and there is we try to limit the contact with EDF Fluminis.
And in terms of resources that you were given at that point, let's say customer validation, did you get like a group? How much in terms of budget? Of course, you don't have to mention the exact amount, but just to get an idea, a good estimation of what for them was a good amount for a pilot version of an entrepreneur.
Well, what they actually did, they gave us a laptop, they gave us a credit card with a few thousand euro on it, and they just said, okay, test it, validate the ID, and go for it, and that's it. And then we had someone, Sebastian, that already worked in other startups, that helped us to really work in a startup way.
An entrepreneur in residence.
A real entrepreneur, and he helped us to get to a startup way of thinking, because it's not you're not fixed on one task, you need to do a lot of things. And that's really great. In the beginning, it's a little bit looking and searching. Okay, how do I need to do this? But in the end, it worked out. And
it's a different mindset, of course.
Of course.
But you would recommend it as well to maybe other firms to say,
yeah,
okay, get your people trained on the job.
And also let them learn by themselves, because you can go to workshops and so on, but in the end, if you do it by yourself and you fail and you do it again and you go further like this, yeah, you learn the most.
Yeah.
So it's really, you need to do it. It's not, okay, workshops are interesting and it can be good to start it, but in the end, you need to do it and fail as quick as possible.
Yeah, that kind of somewhat already answers my next question, which is looking at a company itself, in terms of preparing for an entrepreneurship program, how do you go about that? Or maybe prepare your employees to already get some entrepreneurial mindsets.
How they did it at EDF Luminis, they first started with a platform and they were looking for new ideas, because in the energy sector a lot will change. We all know it, and they said, okay, we have a lot of people working for EDF Luminis. They all have ideas, but it's not always easy to formulate them or talk to the right people and so on. So they said, okay, let's make a platform where you can put your ideas on it. Someone else can comment on it or can challenge it, and then you can adapt your idea and make it better and better and better and better. And then you can vote on the other ideas. So that's how they started to let people think about the business of EDF Luminis. So that was the first phase.
Okay.
And then the next phase was really doing it. So the first phase is really let people think about it and then really start to do it.
All right. So that brings me to, related to that topic, it brings me to a question that we got from our previous entrepreneur interview from Gilles Nimegeers at the studio Belfius. He asked me, why would someone choose to become an entrepreneur instead of an entrepreneur?
In fact, for me, it was all natural, because I was working at the EDF Luminis, and I really choose to work in the energy sector because it's a sector that is changing. And I was a pricing analyst, which is a great job because you really see how the business of an energy player works. And then he came with this idea to start something new. And it was just there. It was really natural, and I was really intrigued. Okay, why not? So it was not like, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur or intrapreneur. It was really the opportunity was there, and I was curious, and I just wanted to do it. And that's how it worked out.
Were there already aspirations before that, in terms of startup life? Of course, the dress code is completely different. I see you enjoying wearing a t-shirt at this point, summer weather, but...
Yeah, there's already a big interest in startups. So I'm really following up the scene already quite some years, so I really follow it. But it was not that there was already the thing, okay, let's go for it. So now that there was the opportunity at EDF Luminis without taking risks, okay, why not? This is the most comfortable position you can have.
Yeah, of course. And you get the perks of both sides, let's say.
Especially.
And then looking at the entire structure is now there. You actually stepped out of P-Check, the project there.
Mm-hmm.
You're currently engaged in the second one.
Yeah.
How many parallel tracks are currently running at the same time?
There are now already, I think, six, seven tracks? Yeah.
And before that, let's say in the first round, were there already parallel tracks?
In the first round, we were with two groups. The first group stopped after 3 months, so we went further. And then after 3 months, already another group joined. So, and then 3 months later, another group. And now they started with two or three groups extra. So there are quite some people working on new ideas with the EDF Luminis.
So it's not, let's say, a start date where everyone gets started at the same time. It's continuously adding.
Because it's quite difficult to put people out of their position. Because you have a job and you need to find a replacement. And if it's easy to find a replacement, then it's good. And then you can start quite quick. If that's not the case, then it will take some more time. But the good thing is everybody can be replaced, so everybody can join this program.
I wonder if HR at that point get their own separate entity saying that, okay, all the different gaps that we get due to these entrepreneur stories, then maybe we should get a task team just focused on quickly filling out those. You don't know that by any chance?
I have no idea.
What else in terms of corporate changes did you see after the launch of this entrepreneur platform?
For EDF Luminous?
Yes.
Yeah, I see, because we were the first group that started with it. And it was also a test for them. And now, yeah, it's more professionalizing because the second team, it's easier for all me as well. I now joined a new ID and it went also quicker. So we see everybody's learning. We are learning. EDF Luminous is learning of how to do it quicker and better. So we see that there's a change.
And in terms of how far can you go from your current business? Because of course you always have to make the choice. Are we gonna implement incremental innovation, like augment current services, stay very close to the current market? Are you going into adjacent markets, which is let's say pretty much what you're doing at this point, or with BCheck? But is there possibility of going completely into new unknown territory for the corporation?
At this moment, not really. But it's broader than the energy market. So we're like EDF Luminous is an energy player, but also a service provider. So it's okay. It's not, you don't need to make a new energy solution, but it's also not that you can start to do something in fresh and healthy food. But maybe you can do something in mobility, because mobility is electrified.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a link there with EDF Luminous again. So
those sectors seem to get closer to one another.
So it's
for
sure quite broad, but I think a new healthy food solution will not be put in.
It has to be somewhat of a long-term strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of let's say cross-company and joint corporate ventures, is
we're exploring
at this point.
Yeah, we're exploring to work together with other companies, other big companies. So it's something that is being explored now today.
Yeah. Okay. So definitely a lot of interesting times for Luminous. And then looking at yourself, that is always my favorite question to ask. What would you do differently if you could do it all over again? And at that point, it can be not even not solely focused on the trajectory that you perceived, or even looking before, maybe starting at Luminous, would you have applied for a different position? Would you have did different things there? Maybe already pushed entrepreneurship, or even before applying?
I think for me it was great to start at EDF Luminous, because and really as a position as pricing analyst, because you really get to know the business, and you can also, and there you can also be already an entrepreneur, because you can start with new ideas. You can say, okay, maybe this model, business model, can work better, but it's still within the pricing, not pricing, but the sale of energy to residential customers, but you can already play with it. And then by working here at KBC Started, I think the thing that I would have changed, I would have gone quicker to the market. To test and validate the idea with real customers.
Yeah.
Because we had a technical solution, but it's not because you have a technical solution that you cannot already go to the market. We waited there 2-3 months before really going into the market.
So you actually really made a prototype,
working
prototype.
We were not yet sure if we were able to make it, because we knew a lot of companies were working on it. So we said, okay, maybe we first need to test if we can make it or not. And then we went in the market, so after 2 months. But now, if I look back at it, maybe the first thing before trying to make it, really go to the market, try to sell the product, and then really develop it. So that is maybe a thing that I would have changed.
Yeah. We have a famous saying at our company, always under the term, fake it till you make it. And so in terms of providing a new service, creating mock-ups, creating a very nice story that appeals to people, and then see what needs to be changed. So indeed, that's a very good takeaway. I hope you have, or you take that takeaway in your next challenge and future endeavors, of course. That brings us to my final question, which is actually allowing you to ask a question to our next entrepreneur. What is maybe one topic that keeps you up at night? What urgent question do you have that you like to see answered by a fellow entrepreneur from a different company?
Maybe because in a startup you learn a lot of things, a lot of new skills. And the big question is, how can you bring it back to the corporate, to the big company? How can you bring all the skills back to the big company?
The startup knowledge that you have.
Yeah. What is the most efficient way to...
And then in terms of coming back into the company and have the freedom to work there, or more...
But it's also to to what I personally learned here, how to give it to the people at a big corporate company. How do you motivate them to work in the same way?
Inspire them as well, trigger them to make the same step, learning step. Okay, no, that's a very good question. I hope we'll get a very good answer on that in 2 weeks from now. So, to that extent, I would like to thank you once more, Seppo.
Thanks, Andreas.
Good to have you on the show. Thank you for watching, being here with us again. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel on Bundle. Hit that notification bell to stay updated on all the latest interviews. Also, check out the podcast if you haven't, if you're on the road and want to listen to some audio features of the Intrapreneur Stories. Thank you very much and see you in 2 weeks from now.